Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Damn, TGIF, everyone. It's Friday, bitches. Welcome back, or two, the podcast that takes its silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to the podcast where we like to shoot the shit and discuss a variety of awesome as well as a variety of what the fuck moments, paranormal experiences, true crime stories, and some interesting random topics that I come across online. And if you're new here, thank you so much for stopping by. Check out my past episodes. We discuss a lot. I mean, from serial killers to blind dates gone wrong stories to ghost stories. It's an audible variety show, my friends. You just never know what you're going to get each week. So join in on the silly. So this has been a crazy week, guys. So my parents went to celebrate their 40th year wedding anniversary, which is a huge deal. I mean, these people managed to find each other in this big, vast, insane world and not only find love, but hold on to it for 40 years. That's crazy to me. And as my dad likes to say, you know, you have a good marriage. You know you have a good marriage when no one ever has to call the cops. Inspiring words, Dad, inspiring words. Beautifully said. That's hard to say. Beautifully. Man, my mouth is just, it doesn't want to work today. Anyway, while they're gone, I'm babysitting the house. And this is a 6-bedroom house with 2 floors. Okay, it's beautifully decorated. My mother has amazing taste. And they finally own this house. They literally closed on this house earlier this year. So my parents are homeowners. I believe for the first time, because they were renting most of the time in my childhood, but they are homeowners now, you know, and they're golden stages of life. I'm not going to tell my parents' ages, we'll just say they're in their 60s, and they're doing the damn thing. Anyways, it is beautifully decorated, okay? There are captivating African artwork throughout the house, paintings, sculptures, books, furniture that looks nice, but it's also very comfortable, etc. You know, just a nice house that my mother has made a home, you know. But when the sun goes down, it's the resting place for demons, ghosts, and my anxiety. So there's also a huge dark haunted ass forest behind my house as well. So if you saw my paranormal investigation videos that I did back there, you know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. And if you haven't, check out those videos in my second channel, Paranormal Blacktivity. The videos are called This Haunted Forest Had a Lot to Say, and the My First 3 a.m. Alone Challenge in a Haunted Forest. These videos, they're very interesting. It was some scary, dark shit going on back there as fuck, and I was filming these videos alone like some psychotic person. I don't know what the hell got into me. But yeah, I'm back there in the haunted forest by myself. One time I go during the day just to check things out, you know, and then the next time I go, I do a 3 a.m. challenge, which, as you may know from, you know, hearing this podcast over and over again, 3 a.m. is the witching hour, and that is the time that spirits and ghosts seem to be most powerful, seem to want to communicate with us the most. So that was interesting. But anyway, this house is scary as fuck at night when you're by yourself. You know, without my loud ass family, I can hear everything in this house. When there's no one here but me, I hear everything. It's crazy. I swear the walls be breathing, y'all. Like, this is not a joke. Okay. Of course, you guys know I'm super into true crime. So me being a black female alone in this big dark ass house, that just screams a new true crime podcast episode somewhere. Okay, and if it happens, I want Aaron and Stacy from the I Said Goddamn True Crime comedy podcast to cover my stereotypical ass murder. So Aaron, Stacy, get to work and start learning about me. They can, Aaron and Stacy, they'll probably both get drunk off beer and randomly talk about crows or how much water they do or don't drink. And then they get back on topic with like a gruesome ass sentence. They're like, yeah, so my crow brought me this and blah, 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 blah. And I haven't had water in 2 years. And then all of a sudden they cut the head off and made a sandwich. And you're just like, what the fuck? We were just talking about your your water intake, and all of a sudden someone is decapitated. There was like no pause. It is so funny. Goddamn. So you would have to listen to their podcast to know why that shit is so funny and awesome at the same time. So if you're interested in another amazing true crime comedy podcast, check out the I Said Goddamn True Crime Podcast. They are hilarious. ISGD forever, bitches. And then only after the I Said Goddamn Podcast covered it, then I'll allow my favorite murder to step in and do an episode. Okay. Karen and Georgia can record an episode if and only if they do so with an amazing area rug somewhere in the room. Okay. Elvis has to be there eating cookies the entire time. The entire time that they record. That's like a must. Karen can correct Georgia every time she says something incorrect or weird. And Steven and his mustache can randomly join in on the conversation with a random fact. And I guess Vince is there too, is whatever. But my favorite murder. That's pretty much the entire cast. I didn't mention George and Mimi that much because they don't really do a lot. Mimi sometimes meows. It's a great podcast. Check that shit out. And then after they do it, I want Ashley Flowers and Britt. They can come on in and make an episode as well on the Crime Junkie podcast, okay? I love the way Ashley tells a story with her relaxing but terrified ass voice, you know? And if she only knew that he was dead the entire time. And it's just like, meanwhile, Britt just sits there, listens and says, oh my God. Oh my God. with like a very faint, concerned gasp every now and then. It's almost as if she has no idea what they're going to discuss that night. Hi, I'm Britt, and I'm here to record a true crime podcast episode, but I'm always shocked every week when I hear about the crime. I love it. And every time she speaks, it sounds like a warm question wrapped in a hug. It's always an, oh, did she survive? It's just great. I love it. The whining crime gals, Lucy, Kenyon, and Amanda can give us a nice pop. Nice pop with a whining crime wine key. these are all little Easter eggs for these particular podcasts. If you don't listen to them, you're probably like, what is this bitch talking about? Trust me. Listen to those podcasts and you'll get it. I'm sure the wine and crime gals will do like a drunken dive of my paranormal murder while interrupting each other continuously, because that's pretty much the whole podcast. And I fucking love it. Oh my God, but yeah. Wait. What were we talking about again? Shit. Oh shit, that's right. Okay, so whoever would cover my death on their true crime podcast, you know, after an intruder has snuck into my big ass dark house and dragged me into the haunted forest and, you know, serial killed me, you guys can cover it. You can cover that episode on your shows. Oh my God, this whole intro just became a shout out to other podcasts that I listen to. Holy fuck. And neither one of them need my goddamn help. They're doing just fine. they need to shout me out. Shit. I mean, if you listen to them, then you'll totally get every description that I gave each of them. It was spot the fuck on. It just was. All right. So last week we had a non-lethal true crime week. It was a lot of fun. Because, you know, I love true crime. And, you know, unless it usually ends in murder, or someone was sexually abused, or something horrible like that. And people forget that there are also crimes that happen out there in this world that don't end in murder or death. Sometimes they're actually funny, and I like to cover those here as well as the murder deaths. death murders. You know, sometimes I like to cover those here. But, we have a lot of true crime idiots that I like to discuss in this episode. We learned how not to hide things in our vaginas. Yeah, that was a big one. And we learned how not to steal, or just don't steal at all, perhaps. I don't know. Maybe just don't, you know? And if you haven't heard that episode yet, you're going to want to check it out because it's entitled, She Hid It in Her Vagina. Yes. Mm-hmm. And when you hear it, you'll understand why that's the perfect title for that episode. But yeah, just don't put things up there. It's not a good idea, ladies. Today, I've gotten something on the lighter side of things, if you will. Let's talk about hard to believe coincidences. I don't normally believe in coincidences, and to a certain extent, you know, it really does depend on what the topic is for me. But I gotta tell you, after researching this episode, it definitely opened my mind. Sometimes life, it throws you a curveball, and that curve can affect more than just you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. But anyways, before we get into today's stories, I want to remind you guys that if you have any of your own interesting stories or experiences for the pod, send them in. Email me your interesting stories at the podcast email. It's professionallysilly@gmail.com. I-T-S, the word professionally and the word silly at gmail.com. I talk about a variety of topics here. Okay, so maybe your experience will inspire an entire episode. You never know. You know, it might. So join in on the silly. Let me know in the subject title in the email what the topic is. Is it funny? Is it scary? Is it creepy? Is it what the fuck? Like, let me know what we're doing there. My email is down in the show notes, and all you have to do is copy and paste that bad boy and send me your interesting experience. And don't forget to show support for this podcast. You leave a 5-star and a written review on Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast platform that you're using, because this helps my podcast grow and earn new listeners. And I would love to be able to reach new listeners. That would be fucking titties, as you guys know. There is nothing like feeling success to kick you in the ass, to keep on going, to keep on moving, to keep on trying. You know what I mean? It inspires you to keep it going. So I would love it if you guys would give me a 5-star rating and a written review, if you could. I mean, and if it's not a nice rating, you know, maybe don't be in such a rush to share that. You know, it feels like these days people are more, they're usually going to lean towards complaining than they are to praising people. That's the kind of world we live in. You know, I'm not going to lie, I'm one of those people. I created a Yelp account just to complain about this horrible restaurant that I went to. I think it was like Virginia or some shit. It was a long time ago, but I was furious. I went back to my hotel with just the wrath of just darkness in my soul, and I laid a good one on that fucking place, and they deserved it. I don't even remember what happened, but I'm pretty sure the review was still on my Yelp account. Oh my god, scathing review, scathing. I have convinced myself to this day that business shut down because of my Yelp review. And they're probably still thriving, but in my mind, they've shut down and it's done. I did my part. Oh, shit. What's going on, professionally silly listeners? I have to share something amazing with you guys that is super exciting. Recently, a company by the name of Vance Global reached out to me, and they wanted me to try their product. Now, they are a Milwaukee-based CBD joints and hemp manufacturer. Now, Vance Global is providing us with a safer alternative to smoking tobacco products. And they have even created the most potent CBD cigarette out there. So if you're interested in CBD cigarettes and or you may be interested in an alternative to smoking tobacco products, then this is for you. Check out their Instagram at Vance Global, V-A-N, CE, then the word global, and then take a look at the merchandise and see if there's something there that you want to purchase. And make sure that you use the coupon code SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Once again, the coupon code is SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Vance Global. I'll be sure to post their link tree down below in the show notes of this episode. Okay, so let's get this show on the road. Let's start with what a coincidence is, other than difficult to spell. Okay, I can't tell you. I was like, Alexa, can you please tell me how to spell coincidence? She was like, yes, you stupid bitch. C-O-I, and so on. Okay, but coincidence is a remarkable occurrence of events or circumstances that don't have a casual connection. Okay, so that's the best sentence. That's the best definition I can find. Enjoy that. You can Google it yourself if you need to dive in deeper than that. But let's start off with a cute one. This one, guys, is so sweet. Oh, it's so sweet. BuzzFeed.com is sharing the first one with us. And it comes with a picture, which will be on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And ITSPROSILLY. It's at It's Pro Silly. So we have a married couple who lives in China. And they discovered that they went to the same location as teenagers and were actually in the same photograph, meaning before they met or even knew each other existed, they were in the same photo that was taken of them as teenagers. And that's fucking insane. Imagine you're on a vacation and you take a picture of yourself. And of course, sometimes when we do that, we get people in the background of our photos. We don't really think about those people. They're just there, you know, but they also have their own stories and memories that you are capturing without even knowing when you think about that, you know. And it turns out the person in the background of her photo was her future husband. That is fucking insane. That is crazy. Now, this picture, it couldn't be cuter if they tried. It really couldn't. So she's sitting down in the photo. And remember, it's on Instagram, on the at It's Pro Silly Instagram there. And she's sitting in the photo. And she's posing for the camera, just making this memory. Oh, I want to remember that I came here one day. Cheese, you know, and they take the photo. And the fact that she has absolutely no idea that the boy in the background of her picture is going to be her future husband. That is a beautiful coincidence, if you ask me. Shit, that is amazing. If that's not a coincidence, I don't know what it is. I don't. And I now want to check all of my photos now and see if my person is in them. That's what I want. Damn it, love, where are you? Where are you? I'm right here. Dude, I'm going to just get on all of my Instagram photos and Facebook photos and just scroll through the background and be like, hey, maybe that's them. We're going to get married. Who is that? Oh, my goodness. That's beautiful. I really like that. So we have bestlifeonline.com that has decided to throw their hats in this coincidental ring, if you will. And they apparently got this from CBS News. So what had happened was there was a married couple by the names of, and I'm going to mess up their last name. I'm going to try. But their names were Fred and Lynette Dubendorf. I think that's how you say it. Anyways, they were walking their dog on the beach. And they were being good human beings and picked up the trash on the beach so they can discard it later. Doing their part to keep the world clean. I do that sometimes too. When I go places, I pick up trash and I throw it away. Like, it's just, oh God, I hate litter bugs. I hate them. I hate people who just throw trash on the ground. I hate it. Like, I get not everybody recycles. I wish that, you know, we all would, you know. But at the very least, please don't throw things out of your moving car. You know, just keep it in your car until you can throw it away. Come on, man. come on. And everybody's thinking, oh, it's just one thing. Well, if everybody's thinking that, imagine how much trash is out there. Come on, people. We got to do better. Anyways, so they were, you know, doing their part to keep the world clean. And they came across a small plastic bottle that washed up on shore. Now, they picked it up and they realized there is something inside of it. There was a message that contained the marriage vows of another couple that had recently had their wedding ceremony on a beach across from Lake Michigan. Okay. Now, the message had that couple's address and wedding date written on it. And the beach cleaning couple, the ones who found the bottle, were like more than surprised when they read the message and saw that the couple who put the message in the bottle had the same wedding date as they did. That's crazy. Now, the couple that found the bottle, the Dubendorfs that found the bottle had a beach wedding as well. You know, that's fucking cute when you think it's just overwhelmingly adorable is what it is. And it just feels like, it feels like their marriages are just blessed as fuck and they're meant to be. It's small little trinkets like that, that if I were one of those couples, I'd be like, oh my God, we're meant to be. I love you forever. You know what I mean? It's just interesting. So they wrote a letter to the couple who put the message in the bottle, the Dubendorfs family, that couple. They wrote a message to the couple who had left the message in the bottle, blah, blah. And I don't know why I had to repeat that. Anyways, I'm sure that when the newlyweds received the message and found out that another couple who also got married on the beach, you know, who have the same wedding date as them, like that probably blew their mind when they got that letter, like, oh shit. You know. But I tell you what, I am glad that someone found that plastic bottle. There was enough garbage in our waters as it is. So yeah, I'm glad that somebody found that and was able to discard of it. But can you imagine that? That is so, like, aww. We don't do a lot of ahs here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. We don't do ahs. We tend to do what the fuck? What? Ew. Oh my God. That's the kind of reactions you normally have to the things that I say on this podcast. It's nice to have a aw moment, you know? Ugh, yay. All right, so this next story is just a mind blower. That's what it is. I love it. So liveabout.com has a coincidence that will knock your socks right the fuck off. Okay? Who's ready for some cold feet? So actually, cold feet are the fucking worst. I hate when my feet are cold. Anyways, so we have a set of identical twin boys, who were born in Ohio, all right? Unfortunately, they were split up at birth, and they were adopted by two different families. And the families never met, and neither did the twins, all right? But both of their names were James. Both families named each kid James, and they never met each other, okay? Both their adoptive parents named them James, and that is insane, okay? Now, get this. Both boys never met. They never met each other growing up, but somehow both of them ended up in law enforcement. What? Yeah. Yeah. And both were great carpenters and were both great at mechanical drawing. And they both sucked at math. What do you... What? Come on, guys. This is crazy. This is crazy shit. And we're not even done yet. The coincidences for the they call them the Jim twins. The coincidences for these twins, it goes on. Okay, so both men married a woman named Linda. Not the same woman, mind you. They both found a wife separately and married a woman whose name was Linda. Okay, and I know what you're thinking. This was not some polyamorous relationship where they shared a woman together. They had never met. Remember this, okay? Each man married a woman named freaking Linda. What are the odds? And we're still not done. Each of the men had a son. And guess what they named their kids? Guess? I'm just waiting for you to say it. Each man had a son with their same named wives, Linda. And get this, they both named their sons James Allen. The only difference is one of them spells Allen with one L and the other Allen is spelled with two L's. What the fuck? This shit, is your mind not blown? There's no way I have not blown your mind right off your face. It's gone. Look for it. Your feet are freezing. But the coincidence still doesn't stop there. Not even there. There's more. Oh my God. Both men divorced their Linda wives and married again. And guess the fuck what? Their new wives shared the same name again. They each man married a woman named Betty. Betty. Both of them. And they... We're not done still. And they... I know. This is a lot. This is a definite what the fuck moment for this coincidence episode. And it is what it is. Okay. They both had dogs. And they named their dogs the same name. The name was Toy. Toy. T-O-Y. Toy. Mm-hmm. And I have photos of them on the podcast Instagram as well at It's Pro Silly. I-T-S-P-R-O-S-I-L-L-Y. And here's the cool part, all right? This is really cool. 40 years later, they were able to reunite and share their life stories, only to realize that they lived the same exact lives, but they did it separately. They married a woman named Linda, had children named James Allen, married a bitch named Betty. Like, it's just... It's a lot. It's insane. It's a lot to deal with, y'all. Okay? I've only met one Betty my entire life, and she was Vietnamese. and she only said her name was Betty because it was easier to say than her actual name. So she introduced herself to everyone as Betty. And that was when I was in high school. Melissa, you went to my high school, didn't you? Did you know Betty? I feel like she was a cheerleader. Am I remembering this correctly? Anyways, it's so cool that someone who knows me, who knew me in high school, listened to my podcast. How random is that? Hey, oh, that's a big coincidence too, ain't it? That's a big ass coincidence too. I have no idea how she came across my podcast, but I'm glad she's here. Hey, Melissa. Ooh. Hey, guess what? I also have two YouTube channels. Melissa, if you haven't seen those yet, the links are down in the show notes. I'm Silly Visually as well. The rest of you can check it out too if you want to. It's whatever. It's fine. It's whatever. Damn, that's a lot of coincidences for this set of twins. That is a lot. It's like their entire life mimicked each other's and they had no fucking clue. That's crazy. Okay, so let's keep the twin thing going, guys. All right, shout out to scoopwhoop.com for this next one here. We have a guy who was riding his bike in Finland in 2002, okay? And while he was out joyriding on his bicycle, he was hit by a truck, and unfortunately, he did not survive. Now, the crazy thing is, 2 hours later, his identical twin was riding his bike down the same exact road, and he was also hit by a truck and killed. And now, at this time, their family didn't know about the first brother who was killed at the time. They didn't know. So I'm sure they were beyond shocked. And I don't even know what to say here, man, because that is just crazy as fuck. Like, what are the odds for you to meet your end, you know, and then 2 hours later, your twin meets the same exact end? Like, that is crazy. See, it's shit like that that makes me glad I'm not a twin. Okay? I'm sure it's not that simple to control your death, man. But damn, you know? The exact same road just 2 hours later? Like, what do you even say? How can you even fight that? Like, you can't. That's crazy. And that was a short one, but still a mind blower. A lot of mind blowers in this episode. Goodness. So this next coincidence is something else, okay? We have a man who was a Dutch cyclist, meaning he was like a professional bike rider. Well, he definitely looks like that in this photo of him. Anyways, of course I have a photo of him, by the way. And I will be sharing that on the podcast Instagram as well. You don't want to miss that. So follow the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly so you can check out the photos pertaining to these episodes. Anyways, this is crazy. All right, let me get to it. So this guy escaped death in the worst way. Like everyone's like terrifying way to die that they never really want to experience. You know what I mean? A plane crash. He escaped his fate not once, but twice. Two different plane crashes. Escaped it. Okay? Now, I'm going to try to say his name here and get ready because my Dutch, believe it or not, it isn't that great. It's not great. I'm just not very good at speaking Dutch. Just me. I know you guys are all fluent, all of you listening right now. So, whatever. Show offs. His name is Martin de Jong. Martin de Jong. I don't know how to say it. But you can Google it yourself if you want to. That's really as good as it gets. This man was supposed to die in two different plane crashes. Okay. Now, many of you may or may not remember this, but remember the missing Malaysia Airlines flight 370? Yeah. This happened March 8th, 2014. Okay. It was headed from Kuala Lumpur, I hope I said that right, to Beijing. Flight 370 just disappeared, and neither the passengers nor the crew or the plane had ever been discovered to this day. I believe they may have found some debris here and there from the plane, but no bodies have been found or anything like that. I'll have to look deeper into it to double check that, but there are certainly conspiracies on this flight's disappearance. Now, some people say that it was aliens or the plane time traveled to a different dimension. I don't know. It's a lot of interesting conspiracy theories dealing with this plane. It's a very interesting story, but our guy, Martin, I'm going to just call him that, our Dutch cyclist was supposed to be on that flight on the Malaysian Airlines flight 370, but ended up changing his flight to one that departed an hour earlier. Talk about lucky as fuck. That is lucky. If he hadn't decided to change his plans, he would have disappeared. That is so creepy when you think about it. And we're not done with Martin, our Dutch cyclist. He was also supposed to be on the Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 on July 17, 2014. Now, this is the flight that was shot down when it was over the Ukraine in 2014. The War of Donbass, which I'm probably saying that wrong, was happening at the same time in an area that was controlled by pro-Russian rebels, okay? So the governments of both governments, the Netherlands government, as well as the Australian government, held Russia responsible for this. It's a deep story, and I didn't really go super, super, super deep into it, but it's a deep dive. And it says here, it actually says that all 283 passengers and 15 crew members died. There were no survivors. And Martin, the reason he wasn't on that flight, because he was supposed to be, is because he changed his flight to a different one so that he could save some money. His frugality is what saved his life. Is that the right word? Frugal? I'm trying to make it into... Okay, anyways. His penny pinching ways. They saved his life. And I'm cheap as hell, so this has got to be the reason that I'm still alive. If I'm being honest with you. I fell off a volcano and survived. I mean... That's a story for another time. I feel like I've told it already on this podcast episode, I feel like. But yeah, also, I got to say that this was definitely not a good year for Malaysia Airlines. Okay, because both of these plane crashes happened in 2014. Like within like a couple of months of each other. That is insane. But somehow, Martin, our Dutch cyclist, was able to escape these horrifying events both times, simply because he changed his plans. That's crazy, isn't it? Every day, when you think about it, every day small choices could possibly make a profound change in your life. Maybe you know it, or maybe you don't. But to think, if I took a left instead of a right, would I have won the lottery? I don't know. If I wore purple instead of blue today, could I have met the love of my life? Or merely escaped the sights of a serial killer? I don't know. But I'm telling you what, thinking about it this hard, it's going to fuck me up. I'm thinking about it way too hard. Oh my God. That dude's birthday needs to be my next lotto numbers, honestly. And if you steal my lotto numbers, just know that you owe me $1 million per letter for the title of this podcast. Professionally silly. Each letter, I get $1 million. And that's going to be chump change compared to those of you to which you actually win. So I want my money. Don't fuck with me. Give me my money. Good God. Two plane crashes. And it was supposed to be on both planes and didn't. Now, I'm sorry, Malaysia Airlines, but I do not see me flying any of your airlines, any of your flights anytime soon. I'm sorry. It's just... That's a big ass coincidence, and I don't have time for it. Don't have time for it. Well, that clearly that sound doesn't mean we're about to just get started. We've reached the end of the episode. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's fuck, anything is possible. And you will meet your boo thing through the background of your old photos. Clearly, that's what's going to happen to everybody. So make sure you guys do your homework. Look at the background of your photos. Let's see if we can find some love. Professionally silly life rules, people. Love exists in your memories. Ooh, that sounded deep as fuck. Also, if you're a twin out there, good luck. Oh shit, Melissa! Coincidentally, Melissa is a twin. Holy fuck, I forgot about that. I swear it's a coincidence that I mentioned you earlier in the podcast. And I'm starting to think that this coincidence thing is a real thing. That's crazy. So Melissa might know Betty, and Melissa has a twin. That's crazy. Anyways, you guys all right? I hope that you enjoyed this interesting episode. And if you did, please do me a favor and let me know via the podcast Twitter at It's Pro Silly or on the Professionally Silly Pod Group on Facebook. Follow the podcast Instagram as well, once again, at It's Pro Silly. All that information is down in the show notes. And if you really, really want to join in on the silly and you have any stories or experiences of your own that you want to share, email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. It can literally be about anything that you want as long as it's interesting. And like I always say, there's a great chance that your story could actually inspire an entire episode topic. So send them in. itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. That email is down in the show notes. All you gotta do is copy and paste that bad boy and compose me a new email. Send it to me. You can also leave me a message on the Anchor app or my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Leave me a voicemail, or on the Google Voice number, you can also text message me there as well, and I'll put you in the podcast unless you say otherwise. I'd love to hear from you. I really hope that it'd be cool to hear people call in to the Google Voice number and be like, "Hey man, love your voice. It's so sexy. Your show is great. You're hilarious. You're everything I've ever wanted. Thanks for creating a podcast so that we can be blessed with your voice every day." I would love to hear that and share that with the world, with all 10 of my listeners. I would love that. I would love it. I want to go ahead and once again, thank you guys so much for listening and coming back every week. It means a lot to me, especially, as I always say, as a solo podcaster. So I don't have anyone to banter with or bounce ideas off of or to help me with the research. It's all just me. It's all me. And I'm appreciative of those of you who come and listen and chill with me every week. And if this is your first time listening, I certainly hope that you decide to come back, you know, and join me every Friday as we get what? Professionally silly. That will be awesome. Make sure you guys support this podcast by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts, iTunes, if you've got that, all right? I need your help. I do. In order for this podcast to grow, I can't do it on my own. I need you guys to leave 5-star and written reviews on Apple Podcasts or any other podcast directory that you're using. Okay, this really does help. So also, do me a favor and share the podcast with your friends, your family, your neighbors, your coworkers, your dog walkers, the waitress or waiter, the server, that they be called servers now. What do you call them? Flight attendants. You know, they don't like to be called stewardess anymore. It's a lot of politically correct terms we have to learn now. Okay. Tell them about the show. Share the silly with as many people as you can. Don't hog all the silly for yourselves, man. Don't be selfish. Don't do that. And let them know that the podcast is available on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many other platforms. I'm all over the fucking place. I heard a rumor that I was on iHeartRadio, but I'm not sure. I don't know. I could be. Look it up. If you want to see the podcast platforms that I'm on, I think all you really have to do is Google the Professionally Silly Podcast, and the platforms that they're on will just be there in the Google search, so you can find me there. That would be amazeballs. Love it. Also, if you really enjoy the Professionally Silly Podcast and you want to help out the P-Silly cast, if you want to, you can now support my P-Silly content by making monthly donations on the Anchor app. That's how you can do that. And it'll actually help me keep the podcast moving forward, you know, keep the silly coming. And you can now make monthly contributions, like as low as $9.99 a month, $4.99, or 99 cents a month right here on the Anchor app. Like I always say, if you don't want to do that monthly thing, you can always hit me with the PayPal, www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. I would really appreciate that. And for those of you that are doing that, I think there's like one or two of you that are doing that. I really appreciate you. And I thank you. I thank you so much for believing me so much that you're willing to put your money where your mouth is. I appreciate that. Make sure you guys don't forget to check out the show notes for some bonus information, like my social media stuff. I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, 2 YouTube channels, the Professionally Silly channel, and the Paranormal Blacktivity channel. And that's the channel where I put my black card on the line and I explore haunted locations and do paranormal investigations to see if a place is really haunted. And I just posted a video for each channel this week. We went to the Oakland Cemetery here in Atlanta, Georgia, and communicated with the spirits there. A lot. What's going on? Let me tell you something. They definitely had a lot to say out there. They did. So links to the latest channels that I've, the latest videos that I've made on my YouTube channels are in the show notes as well. And for those of you that are interested in writing me or sending me things or what have you, a little postcard, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. You can send me anything you want and I will open them right here on air and post a video of the unboxing on my YouTube channel. Just let me know in the notes that you send, hey, open this on air on the podcast. Open this on your YouTube channel. I want to see it or I want to hear it. Let me know. And I just recently did a video of an unboxing on my YouTube channel, on my Professionally Silly channel. And I received a really awesome book from a YouTube subscriber and someone who follows me on TikTok. And I posted an unboxing video on the Professionally Silly channel. And that video is called 3 Videos in 1. I just posted it this week. And it certainly was 3 videos in 1. We tried a cocktail that tasted like key lime pie. It was amazing. I tried a cheesecake chimichanga. That is a mouthful. Cheesecake chimichanga. and I had an unboxing of the awesome book that was sent to me by the author, mind you. So this video had everything. It was a lot of fun. The link to both of those newer videos will be down below in the show notes. Once again, it's your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Ah, I love it. I love it. I love it. Hey, listen. All right, stay silly while you can, man. Enjoy that silly while you can. That's all I gotta say. Take care.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.